Cannon Elementary on April 23rd. They have a career day. So I'll be down there for that. The council participating in the spring fling here on Saturday, April 25th. April 29th is a regional training for faculty and staff, and then at 5:30, council members are invited to come to that. That's also an in-person event in Springfield. Chad Higgins, our vice chancellor, comes down. He goes to every region and some of our leadership team to meet. This year, they're kind of wanting council members to, and faculty and staff for that matter, because the UM system's kind of complex, is to kind of understand better their funding model and how all that works. Some value-added meets team stuff we have coming up, which not in Taney County, but they could go to one of them if they wanted to. Poultry processing May the 11th at McDonald County, and then we're having one in Christian County on May the 12th, which would be good for Taney County people. I'm doing a dry cured bacon class here May 19th at the church. Doing a barn quilt class June 14th. It's probably wouldn't interest you guys much, but might.
What's that supposed to mean?
Another poultry processing class in Ozark County coming up June 16th. And then one thing that the council is supposed to do that I encourage him to do is to be actively involved in planning, implementing, and evaluating programs. One program that they want is estate planning / farm succession. And so we're going to partner with the Taney County Cattlemen's and Taney County Farm Bureau to host one of those. We don't have a date, but they are two separate things. I mean, totally, completely different things, the estate planning and farm succession. Farm succession would be what MU Extension would provide as content as far as that workshop. Estate planning, we're probably going to be looking at an attorney to come in and do that. I did a tree ID class last year. We had that at College of the Ozarks last fall. Doing another one, and we're going to add timber management to that. And I kind of walked the trail down around the Boys and Girls Club and talked to Clint Gailey, and he's like, hey, you can find every tree on the list within a half a mile of the school. So we're going to hold it here in Forsyth, and then I can't remember the date on that. I didn't write it down. And then we did a field and freezer. That'll be in the fall, but anyway, I wanted you to know that that's coming up because we have a flyer for it, and we'll be handing those things out anywhere we go to people. But the field and freezer is where we score deer antlers, and then we make summer sausage. So that's kind of a regional update of what we've done and kind of what we have planning. And as this position transitions into whatever it's going to be, I'll keep you posted.
I know you have a lot of things on your list. I do have one that I have had several families ask about. Hunter's education stuff with Missouri Department of Conservation. Yes. Is that something that the Extension would be willing to help partner with?
Absolutely.
And facilitate locally?
I actually have an identical twin brother who is an educator for conservation.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I seen him. Pretty sure I seen him at the archery tournament.
Over here at Shepherd of the Hills. My brother don't cover Taney County, but Jordan Poe does.
Well, I think that would be something beneficial
yes.
Before it's too late in the year, before we get to the fall part. So if there's something that we can...
And of course, my brother and Jordan did a turkey hunting class in Christian County.
Yeah, so I think if we could get that, because most of that's went online, and I think the in-person you would get a lot more involvement with.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's all I had.
Any questions?
I had nothing. Thank you all for your update. Jake, thank you so much for your service. We do appreciate you.
Yep.
Sorry to see you go, but congratulations on your new position.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Thank you, guys. All right, next we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, David.
At the end of March 2026, the General County Fund ended a balance of $28,144,944. The other funds for sales tax includes the Road and Bridge Trust Fund, which is ended at $11,613,330. The Road and Bridge Cart Fund ended a balance at $3,386,147. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund has a total at the end of March of $4,735,789. And the Sewer Fund totaled at the end of March at $20,618,250. The total funds of the county ended a balance at $75,671,599. And that would be the month of March of the ending balances going into April.
David, thank you so much for your report.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. All right, next we have our court orders and personal property abatements out on report. With this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, along with Margaret Salgado from the Taney County Assessor's Office. What we have in front of us this morning, I'm seeing, is one personal property paid abatement.
That's correct.
Appears it's the 75-25 split that was missed.
Yes. Move to approve abatement number 300982.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
All right. Next, we have the 2026 SB 190 applications. Presenting that this morning, we have our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Good morning, Ms. Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Looks like there is not a break in any of the numbers. They're all concurrent from 3,006 through 3,090.
Yes, the collector has taken applications, done research, and she recommends that all of the applicants be approved.
Move to approve SB 190 applications number 3006 through 3090.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a roundtable upstairs with Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. I have 9:38 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. Mm-hmm.